Howdynators, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Today's live cattle and feeder cattle markets were under a little bit of pressure. December live cattle finished down a dollar at 111.92. The February is down $1.20 at 114.60. April 75 lower. June 52 lower. And the feeder cattle were anywhere from 50 to $1.40 lower, with January $1.37 lower at 139.70. And we're still at a bit of a premium. It's in to the feeder cattle index. And January feeder cattle futures, but we've got over 30 days for those two to converge. The Marches are at 141.17, out of $1.37. April's $1.15 lower. May's a buck lower. Seems like the biggest driver here impacting the live cattle and feeder cattle market is the changes in the price of feed. Some people have maybe not taken the full consideration of the $3.20 to $4.60 move in corn. That's a big move, over 25% increase, and the cost of gains are starting to reflect that. And it doesn't look like corn is ready to slow down here as we make new highs today. Now, the hogs were up anywhere from 10 to 70 cents, with February up 70 at 67.37. The April's up 32 at 71.22. Then box beef at midday was up $2.23 on choice at 210.05. And then the slaughter today was 116,000.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Rural Oklahomans are no strangers to tough times. We pull together and overcome, and we must do it again.
Because COVID-19 doesn't stop where the pavement turns to gravel.
It is spreading throughout our rural communities and down our local main streets.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
Today's grain futures markets are 7 to 8 cents higher, with March Kansas City up 8 at 584 and a half. Chicago wheat up anywhere from 4 to 5 cents, which put March at 619 and a quarter, up 4 and a quarter. So the wheat market's kind of tagging along here with the corn and beans. But the big mover today was the soybean futures. You know, yesterday, overnight, they were up 15, and then early in yesterday morning, they were down 15. So it caught a lot of people talking about the key reversal. Well, it just juked everybody with today's up move. It was 38 to 40 cents higher. The January up 40 and a quarter at 12.98 and a half. Now, we got really close to $13 in March. The high was 12.99 and a half. So we got within a half cent. And then November actually touched $11. So new crop beans hit 11. That was the high before closing at 10.99 and a half. Corn today was also on new highs here, 9.5 higher in March at 4.66 and a quarter. May's up 9 at 466 and a quarter as well. It seems like for corn and beans, one of the main drivers is people that are short getting either stopped out or blown out or just tired of riding that short position. It's pretty widespread here. Today was one of those really gut-wrenching rallies where if you're short, you had to question your position.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.